Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Now, for this episode, I will be reading Surfer Boy Revenge. Today had been an amazing day, up until about an hour ago. My boyfriend and I were on vacation in Myrtle Beach. It was during the off season, since it was cheaper and less crowded during this time. We had so much fun walking on the boardwalk, checking out different shops, walking on the beach, and eating at local restaurants. We didn't go swimming because the water was way too cold. We did, however, see some Canadians braving the cold water. Everything went to hell, though, after we got back to the hotel that evening. My boyfriend went to take a shower. He had left his phone on the table next to the bed. Normally, he never left it unattended, but the drinks he had at the restaurant probably made him forget. I wouldn't have noticed, except it started going off with repeated messages. Curious, I went over and checked. My heart stopped when I saw who it was. It was my best friend sending my boyfriend a nude of herself and saying she couldn't wait for him to get back. She also sent him another photo of lingerie, where she said she couldn't wait for him to take it off her. I couldn't believe it. We had been friends since the first grade. I told her everything. She knew how much I loved my boyfriend, and how much I thought he had loved me. I was absolutely devastated. I waited for him to go to get out of the shower before I confronted him. I begged and pleaded, and then he tried to turn everything around on me, like I had somehow caused him to stick his dick in my best friend. Well, my ex-best friend now. I grabbed the bottle of champagne we had gotten to celebrate and took off down the beach. He tried to follow, but he hadn't gotten dressed yet, so about halfway down the hall, he turned back. I opened the bottle and drank it while I cried and stumbled down the beach. It was dark and the moon wasn't out yet. There weren't any stars in the sky to help either. After a bit, I noticed a light down the beach. My curiosity took my mind off my situation. I wiped my eyes and continued down towards the mysterious light. It looked closer than it really was. I was surprised when I finally reached the spot. There was just one lone younger man sitting alone on a beach towel. The light I had seen was from a battery-operated lantern. It looked like he was just chilling, watching videos. I slowly and very hesitantly walked up to him. He only had on some shorts. I could see there was a surfboard resting next to him. His chest was chiseled. He had blonde hair and was hot as fuck. I startled him when I got close. He had been so absorbed in what he was watching, he hadn't noticed me approaching. "I'm sorry to startle you. I noticed your light when I was walking down the beach," I said, and started to continue down the beach. "Wait," he called out after I'd taken a few steps away. "Don't leave. I could use some company," he said, patting the spot next to him. "Okay, that sounds nice," I replied and came back to sit next to him without any hesitation. I smiled at him and introduced myself. "Hi, I'm Andrea." "Andrea, that's a pretty name. I'm Jack, and are you from here?" he asked. "Thank you. No, I'm visiting from New York. What about you?" I'm local, born and raised here, he said with a lot of pride in his voice, which made me smile. So what brings you out here? Normally I don't see many tourists walking the beach at night, especially when it's off season, he asked, smiling back at me. Well, I wouldn't have, but my boyfriend, I mean, ex-boyfriend now, I found out has been cheating on me. And if that wasn't bad enough, it was with my best friend. We've been best friends since the first day of school, in kindergarten, where we first met. We're closer than we are with our own siblings. I just can't believe they would do this to me. I feel absolutely devastated. I answered with tears flowing down my face. Wow, that is bad. I'm so sorry. Is he here with you? He asked while gently wiping the tears from my face. Yeah, he was in the shower and had forgotten his phone. I kept hearing it vibrating, so I went over to check. I saw the messages and photos and of them together. We fought about it, but he turned it all on me. He pretty much said it was my fault he cheated. I couldn't stand to see his face for one more second, so I ran out of there and ended up here. It felt good telling the stranger about my problems. I guess I needed someone to talk to. I can't believe anyone would want to cheat on someone as beautiful as you. He must be a complete idiot. He was so sweet. This is exactly just what I needed to help me get through the shock of everything. Do you really think so? I asked, lowering my head to try and hide the redness creeping into my cheeks. Absolutely. I would give anything to be with a girl as pretty and as sexy as you, he said while running the tips of his fingers around the sensitive area on the palm of my hands. I could feel myself getting turned on by the softness of his touch. Anything, huh? What if you didn't need to give anything to have a girl like me? I asked, knowing exactly what I was implying. I didn't owe anything to my ex after what he did to me. I would be the happiest guy in the world, he answered with the biggest, sexiest smile on his face. Well, I think we can make that happen, I said, smiling back at him. Are you sure? I don't want you to do anything you'll regret later. Oh my God, he was so sweet to care about how I would feel later. But I wanted it, and he was so hot. I did give it a thought, but I had been a good girlfriend, never flirting or leading on other guys. I did everything for him. And in return, he was fucking my best friend behind my back. I've thought about that, but I'm not going to feel anything but how good revenge feels. I meant that too. Even if he fucks amazing, getting revenge will make it even sweeter. Well, your wish is my command, he said and leaned in to softly kiss my lips. His lips felt so good on mine. It had been years since I'd kissed someone other than my now ex. I guess I'd just gotten used to his crushing kisses, that I had forgotten what it felt like to be kissed softly and with passion. I parted my lips to let his tongue inside. My body responded, heating up in response to his touch. I loved how our tongues felt sliding against each other. We broke apart to undress each other. My body was so hot with desire. I didn't even feel the coolness of the night on my skin. I also didn't care if anyone saw us. The thought of being caught made it even better. I know I will never forget this night. He brushed off the sand as best he could and laid me down on the towel. He picked up the light to shine it over my naked body. "Your body is fucking amazing," he said while looking me up and down. "Yeah, yours is pretty amazing too," I replied while I looked him up and down. He had a six-pack stomach, no hair on his chest, and thank God he had a big cock to go along with it. He turned the light down so others wouldn't see and come looking. After setting the light down, he turned back to my body. His hands began caressing and teasing my breasts and nipples. He lowered his mouth to suck and lick on each of them. It felt so good. I could feel the heat building between my legs. I couldn't wait for him to touch my silky, wet folds. His lips left my nipples as he kissed a line down the top of my mound. I shaved, but kept a little triangle of hair. He spread my legs and moved himself down between them. I watched as he lowered his mouth to my sensitive clit. I let out a gasp when he started sucking and slowly running his tongue around my swollen nub. My body was on fire with the cool air on my naked breasts and his tongue driving me insane. My hips lifted as my body exploded in his mouth. He pushed a finger inside to drive me higher. I loved hearing the slurping sounds he made while sucking up my juices. He was so good at eating pussy. There wasn't another thought in my mind except how amazing I felt. I was ready to suck his cock when he raised up on his knees. I moved my body so I was on my hands and knees. I took hold of the shaft and closed my lips over the head. I sucked and licked the head before sliding as much of him in my mouth as I could. His moans as I sucked were sexy as fuck. I was turned on by his cock in my mouth and the cool air on my wet pussy. It was more than me giving him pleasure. I was enjoying it even more as my ex would be destroyed if I decided to tell him how I sucked some stranger's cock. He pulled out of my mouth and instructed me to turn around, but stay on my hands and knees. I did as I was told and turned so my ass was towards him. I put my head down on the towel and spread my legs, my ass in the air. My pussy was dry now from the wind, so he bent down to give it a few good licks to get it slick and ready to be entered. I felt the pressure of the tip against my opening, pushing into my tightness. I cried out when he pushed his big cock inside of me. His cock was so much bigger than my ex's that he had to thrust a few times before I stretched to accommodate him. Oh my God, he felt so good inside of me. His thrusts were long and deliberately slow. He let me feel every inch of him while he felt my pussy stretch and pulse around him. "Your boyfriend is a fucking idiot. You have got an amazing pussy," he gritted out while his thrust became faster and harder. I pushed my ass back against him, wanting to feel every inch. His thrust sent me over the edge. My fingers gripped the towel. My back arched more and I cried out over and over as I came hard on him. "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," was the only thing I could say as the waves kept flowing over me. He pulled out and instructed, "Get on your back. I want to see your face while I fuck you." I excitedly did as I was told and held my legs open for him. He gave me a sexy smile and lowered his mouth back to my mound. He sucked my clit, driving me wild. I was so sensitive from coming already. He brought me to the brink of orgasm and moved up onto his knees, taking one of my legs in his hand while he guided his big cock into my waiting opening. I came the instant his cock entered me. He kept driving me higher and higher. My orgasms ran one into another. He reached down to rub my clit, and for the first time ever, I felt an enormous amount of exquisite pressure. I screamed as the pressure released and a flood of liquid flowed out. "That's a good girl. That's what you need," he said, pulling out for a couple seconds to let me feel the incredible sensation of coming and squirting at the same time. "Wow, I've never done that before," I breathlessly replied, when I could get some words out. He didn't know how to take care of this pussy properly then. He reached down while saying this to slide his fingers inside. "I think you need to squirt again then." He slid a second finger inside and began rubbing his fingers inside into the top of my pussy. He used his thumb to apply pressure to my clit and reached up with his other hand to caress my breasts. He knew exactly what he was doing. Within seconds, I felt that intense pressure building deep inside of me. He kept caressing that special spot until I exploded. He lowered his head to suck up as much as he could. He even licked the inside of my thighs to lap up some more of my juices. "I'm getting close to coming. Are you ready to feel me soak the inside of you?" he asked while moving up to a kind of kneeling position between my legs. "Oh, yes, I can't wait to feel you come in me," I moaned as I gave him permission to release his load inside of me. I love feeling cum being shot into me, and it would be even better revenge to go back to the hotel with this man's cum dripping into my panties. He gave out the sexiest groan when he entered me and started giving me those hard, deep strokes. His strokes became harder, drilling himself into me. He lost control when he reached up and took my neck in his hands. This was one of my ultimate kinks. I loved being choked. I gave him a wicked smile, encouraging him to do it harder. His thrusts were incredibly hard and so good. He drove me over the edge just as he stilled to release his cum deep into me. My pussy pulsed on top of his cock as he came. We stayed connected while our bodies took their time to come down. We finally had to pull apart so we could get dressed before someone did come by and see us. It was a mess getting dressed. There was sand everywhere. He walked me back to the hotel and I gave him my number before going in. My ex was passed out drunk when I came in. Good, I thought. Tomorrow, we would go back home, and I would never speak to him or my ex-best friend ever again. That was, of course, after I confronted her. Right now, though, the only thing I was thinking about was the revenge sex I just had with a surfer boy down by the beach. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, stories by Nicole. Remember, all the stories are written and read by myself and are adult-themed and for a mature audience. Also, fans can support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. I'd also like to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I hope you all had a very nice time with your families and hopefully got time off of work. And I will be back next week with a new story for you. Stories are normally released on Tuesday mornings. I'd also like to mention that I am going to be working on writing my first short story book to be released. So when I get that done, I will definitely put a link in the description. And I hope to have that done probably somewhere in January or February. I'll let you guys know more about the theme once I have more of the idea completed, I guess. And do please join me on Facebook, because that's where I post. Alrighty, and we'll see you next time.